Did you have a good lunch?
Yeah, 午餐吃得好吗?
Yes. Yes.
So did I. So everything's good.
Yeah, all
right, so this afternoon we're going to continue studying in 1 Peter chapter 4.
今天下午我们将继续学习彼得前书的第四章。
And maybe we should pray before we get started, then we can carry on. Let's pray.
那么开始之前我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible and the fact that we can study it.
主要我们要为圣经献上感恩，以为这个我们可以学习圣经这样一个事实献上感恩。
And we thank you for the truth and for the hope that it brings.
我们非常感恩这里面的真理和盼望带给我们的。
And we pray now, Lord, that you'll just bless this time together. Help us to learn, help us to live the truth of God.
也主要求您帮助我们今天下午来去学习，去也帮助我们把它活出来。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You just leave it open now. All right, very good. Well, 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
And we studied the first couple of verses. We'll just read them quickly again. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
我们上个星期呢，写了几次经文，我们很快的把它读一下。刚才它读的是一节和二节，一节，彼得前书第四章第一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过的苦，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
And that's, of course, the great objective of our lives, that we might live rather for the will of God. We want to follow him. We want to do his will.
也就是我们实际上我们人生的最大的目标，所以我们要遵循神的旨意，我们要顺服他，我们要跟随神。
And the reason is in verse 3, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
这个我们要这样做的原因是在第三节的，因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫恶欲醉酒荒宴群饮并可恶拜偶像的事儿。And
in fact, that's what many people really do want to do. They live in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
这实际上是很多人他们想要过的这样的人生，他们就是说行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、狂欢、酒宴，并可恶拜偶像的事。We
see that more frequently these days in the lives of the youth, in the lives of the drug culture.
我们在今天呢，我们通常会在年轻一代身上和那些有毒瘾的人的身上看到。
It's interesting regarding sin.
这个呢，对于罪来说呢，是非常有意思的。The
illustration is liquor.
这个举的例子呢，就是酒精。
How much does a person really want to drink?
一个人呢，他想要喝多少酒呢？
And for many people, what they really want is more. I marvel. But most people who drink a lot want to drink a lot more.
这个呢，就说对大多数人来说，他们想喝酒喝得越多越好，他们的意愿呢，就是想多喝一点。
And the amazing thing is this, sin creates an appetite for itself so that people want more sin.
这里呢，这个例子呢，指出的来就是说呢，罪会给自己创造更多的胃口，这样呢，想犯罪的人，他们就想更多的去犯罪。
But when one becomes a Christian, he says, no, that is wrong. He may still have a loving for it, a longing for it, but he says, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And he turns away from it.
对基督徒来说呢，他们说呢，那样不对，所以呢，他们不想再去那样做，尽管他们心里还是很想那么做的，但是他们认为那是错的，所以他们就不再那么做。
But because sin creates an appetite for itself, the verse 4 says that they think it's strange that you don't plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation and they heap abuse on you.
因为罪给自己创造了给别人的胃口，这样的话呢，第四节就说。 他们在这些事上，在你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪诽谤你们。So
it is true that when you turn away from sin, other people, number one, they think it's strange that you've done it, but they usually heap abuse on you or scorn you or rebuke you because you now cause them to feel guilty when they sin.
这个呢就是一个事实。当你转移你的罪的时候呢，那些通常呢和你一起犯罪的人，他们就以你为奇怪，诽谤你，因为呢你不跟他们一起犯罪，就让他们觉得有负罪感，当他们犯罪的时候。
But verse 5 says, they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
第五节说呢，他们必在那将要审判活人死人的主面前交账。
And it's true, most people who do what they should not do, they hope that nobody sees them. That's why they do it in the dark. And they hope that no one will condemn them afterwards. They hope that they will not be judged.
这个呢，也是个事实，就是说，一些人当他们做他们不应该做的时候呢，他们不希望别人看见，也这就是为什么他们总是在黑暗里去做这些事儿，他们也不想为他们所做的事儿承担后果，因为他们不想在审判的时候被审判。
But the fact is that God is ready to judge the living and the dead. He will be the judge. He will judge.
于事实上呢，是神，他那个要审判死人活人的神呢，他一定会审判这些人的罪，因为他一定会审判他们。
And so the old verse says this, be sure your sin will find you out. And that's what's going to happen. Everyone will be judged. Sin must be judged.
这就是一句经文所讲的，你的罪呢，最终会追上你。这就是说呢，每一个人的罪最终会得到审判，他们会受审判。And
so the message of Ecclesiastes is, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. But know this, that God will bring everything into judgment.
那个传道书里说呢，当你年轻的时候呢，你可以去尽情的享乐，你可以尽情的去做一些事儿，但是你要记住，在审判日的时候，神会把你所做的一切都要进行审判。
Now, because there's going to be judgment day, verse 6 says, for this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in the flesh. In regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit.
因为呢，这个罪一定会受到审判，所以第六节呢说呢，为此就是死人也曾有福音传给他们，要叫他们的肉体按照人受审判，他们的灵性却靠神活着。
So when we preach, we try to preach to everybody.
当我们传道的时候呢，我们尝试着向每一个人传道。
Now, when you preach to people, some people respond and they say, yes, I choose to believe that.
当你传道的时候，有些人呢，他们回应说，是的，我选择相信你传的道。
And that's wonderful and exciting.
这个呢，是很奇妙的，也是让我们感到兴奋。
But what's the point of preaching to people who don't believe it?
那么呢，像那些不相信的人传道会是什么样的呢？
And the answer is, if we preach it to people who don't believe it, then God has the foundation for judgment.
这个呢，原因是如果我们像那些不信的人传道呢，那个当神审判他们的时候呢，就有基础了。
So God allows us to preach. We preach to those who believe and they get eternal life.
于神呢，允许我们去传道，传道给那些信了的人呢，他们就有了永生。
We preach to those who don't believe and it's on the fact that people refuse that message that God will judge them on judgment day.
给我们像那些不信的人传道呢，就是说呢，当神在审判日的时候呢，审判他的时候呢，是因为他的不信来审判他。
So you'll remember that Peter talks about the fact that, that there were many in the days of Noah who heard the message of the gospel, but only 8 of them were saved.
大家也知道那个彼得呢，他在前面谈到过在挪亚的时代呢，他们向很多的人传道，但是呢只有8个人信了。
So why did Noah spend so much time preaching if only 8 people got saved and they were all his own family?
那么说呢，为什么如果只有挪亚他自己的家人，就是说八个人得救，那他为什么一直要向其他的人传道呢？
And the answer is Noah kept on preaching so that on judgment day God could say, you are guilty, you rejected the good message that Noah gave to you.
因为挪亚呢一直是保持传道，这样挪亚在审判日的时候呢，神就可以说呢，你被审判是因为你拒绝了挪亚给你传的福音。
So sometimes you say, well, if I were going to be a preacher, or if I were going to be a witness, I would kind of like to be like Jonah.
有时候呢，我们自己说呢，如果我要做一个传道人，或者我要做一个见证人的话呢，我想像约拿那样。
Jonah preached a short sermon and multitudes turned to God.
那个约拿呢，他只是讲了一篇很短的道，但是呢，很多人却转向了神。
Noah, over a period of probably 100 years or more, preached to multitudes and almost no one believed in God.
罗亚呢就花了一百甚至一百多年向许多人传道，但几乎没有人信。
Who is the better preacher?
谁是好的传道人呢？
Well, they both were outstanding preachers.
他们两个都是杰出的传道人。
And they both proclaimed clearly the message that God wanted them to proclaim.
他们两个人宣扬的呢，那个信息呢，是神要他们宣扬的，是一模一样的，给宣扬出去了。
So God didn't say, Jonah, you're a success. Noah, you're a failure.
神并没有说呢，约拿你是个成功的人，那么挪亚呢，你是个失败的人。
Each of them accomplished the will of God. Each of them will get a good reward. It doesn't matter whether people say yes or no. It does matter whether you and I tell them.
他们那个两个人呢，都完成了神的旨意。他们两个人呢，都得到了他们应有的奖赏。就是说呢，这就是说你我们传道的时候，不管别人说什么，不管别人做什么，我们都要传道。
All right, now verse 7 says, the end of all things is near.
第七节说呢，万物的结局近了。
How long ago was that?
这个呢，要花多长时间呢？
Well, almost 2,000 years ago.
这呢，基本上是2000年以前。
So why would he say the end of all things is near if in fact it was 2,000 years ago at least that it happened?
那么为什么他在这里要说万物的结局已经近了呢？尽管他这个说这句话的时候是在差不多2000多或者超过2000年以前，他为什么要说这样的话呢？
The answer is because as far as they were concerned, their end was near. They were going to be dying soon. They only had a short time to tell the truth of God.
因为那个答案就是说呢，对他们那个自己说的这个人来说呢，他们马上就快要死了，所以他们有很少的时间来去跟别人传讲神的真理。
So if the end for you were tomorrow, you probably would end up saying, I wish I'd done something differently yesterday.
如果明天呢已经死了，那么呢你会说呢，我希望昨天呢我去做一些不同的事情。
So if the end of all things is near, that means that we should be using every day, every moment we can to follow the Lord now, because soon we won't be able to.
那如果说万物的结局已经近了呢，我们要用尽量的用我们每一刻、每一天、每一个时间去给跟随我们的主耶稣基督，否则的话，我们也没有太多的时间了。
But the other truth is that the end of all things is near as far as God is concerned and as far as eternity is concerned.
另外一个呢，原因呢，方面呢，说万物已经尽了，这是在神来看，神看万物已经尽了，或者说是说相对于永恒来说，那个万物已经尽了。
A thousand years isn't very long in God's mind.
一千年在神的想法里面不是太长。
He says a thousand years is as a day.
那神说那一千年呢就相当于一天。
And therefore God says, listen, you've only got a short time to tell because pretty soon I'm going to wrap up this program. You get out there, you tell the people the good news.
所以神说呢，你们知道吗？时间已经很短了，你们赶紧去传福音，因为过不久我会把这一切的我这样的计划呢都会结束了，所以你们现在要
So verse 7 goes on, therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
第七节就是, 所以你们要谨慎自守, 警醒祷告。
It's hard to pray if you're not clear-minded, and it's hard to pray if you're not self-controlled.
如果呢,你大脑不清醒,或者你不警醒的话呢,你很难去祷告。
If your mind is going in all directions, you can't pray very well.
如果你的思路呢,很乱的话,你不可能很好的去祷告。
Sometimes I have to pray with my mouth open so that I hear my prayer and I keep my mind controlled.
有时候呢,我祷告的时候呢,我必须大声祷告出来。 这样的话呢,我可以听见自己的祷告,这样呢,我可以控制我的大脑。
All right, so, the end of all things is near, verse 7. What do we do? Number one, we pray.
那个第七节说呢,万物结局尽了,那么我们应该要怎么做呢? 第一条是我们要祷告。
Number two, verse 8, we love.
第二个呢,就是在第八节里,我们要相爱。
The verse is, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins.
第八节说,最紧要的是彼此确实相爱,因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Now, I'm not sure precisely all that means. Love covers a multitude of sins.
我不确定这个到底是什么意思,因为爱呢,遮盖许多的罪。
And probably if we love, it covers the sins that the other person commits toward us. And we say, oh well, I love them, I won't hold that against them.
因为有可能呢,是呢,如果我们去爱那些对我们犯罪的人,这样呢,我们的爱呢,可能就遮盖了他们对我们犯的罪,我们不以犯罪的方式去回报他们。
But love covers the sins that I commit too, doesn't it?
那爱同样也遮盖了我所犯的罪,是不是?
If I'm a sinner in my relationship with you, but if I love you, why, that love can cover the fact that there's a sin in my heart.
如果呢,我和你交往,我是一个罪人,我爱你的话呢,这个爱呢,可能遮盖住在我内心里的罪。
So love covers the sin of the one who loves, and love covers the sin of the one who is loved.
爱呢,它呢,遮盖了那些去爱别人的人的罪,同样呢,也遮盖了那些被爱的人的罪。
Love is wonderful. Love is exciting. Love covers all sins.
爱是非常美的,爱呢,遮盖了所有的罪。
All right, so what do we do because the time is short? Number one, we pray. Number two, we love.
因为万物接近的时候呢,结局近的时候我们要做什么?第一呢,我们祷告,第二,我们爱。
Number three, we offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
第三呢,我们要互相 接待,不发怨言。Now
that's not always easy.
这个呢,其实并不容易做到。Sometimes
we grumble and we say, oh, do I have to be kind to you again?
有时候呢,我们会发出这样的抱怨,我必须再对你好吗?
And frankly, after a while, sometimes It's hard to keep on loving people who don't act the way they should.
过了一段时间呢，你就会发现呢。
So we just keep on being kind and loving. Keep on being kind and loving.
我们呢就一直要保持友善和爱。
Is it always easy? No.
这很容易做到吗? 不容易。
Sometimes people keep on loving me. And I say, well, why would you be good to me? You keep on being good to me. Why would you do that?
有时候呢，有些人呢，他们就一直爱我。我就想，我说，你为什么要那么做呢？你为什么要爱我呢？
And the answer is because these people love me because the Bible says they should. Jesus said they should. So they say, I will love Harold just because Jesus says I should.
因为呢，有些人呢，他爱Harold，因为圣经告诉他那么做。因为呢，主耶稣基督在圣经里说呢，你们要爱Harold，你们要彼此相爱，所以这就是为什么他们爱Harold。
So the next verse 10 is very lovely. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
第十节呢也是非常有意思的，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
What have you been given?
你有什么样的恩赐呢？
So if you've been given something, use it for the glory of God. Use it to serve others.
如果你有什么恩赐的话呢？ 把它用出来，荣耀神，去服侍其他的人。
Why do you have a, I don't know, whatever you have, do you use it to serve others?
你有什么呢？他也不知道你有什么，不管你有什么样的恩赐，你用来去服侍别人。
And so somebody has a car, and he says, all right, I would like to use this car to serve other people.
有些人呢，他们有一辆车，他就说，那好吧，我要用我这辆车去服侍其他的人。
Somebody has a home. He says, I would like to use my home to serve other people.
有些人呢，有个房子，他们就说呢，我想用我的房子来服侍其他的人。
Whatever you have, you say, all right, Lord, how could I use this to serve somebody else?
不管你有什么，你会这样去跟主说，你说主啊，我怎么样可以用我所有的去服侍其他的人呢？
Now, in this particular context, as we will see, the things that we have received are not necessarily things, but there may be our physical attributes or our endowments as far as what we are.
因为在这几节经文我们读到的呢，我们所得到的恩赐呢，通常呢，不是一样的东西，不是一个东西，可能是我们自己心里的想法，我们自己所有的，我们应该怎样去服侍别人。
All right, so verse 11 says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God.
第十一节说呢，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲。
So those of us who do speak, we've got to be very careful to speak what would be God's words rather than our own words.
因为我们在教会里那些能够出来讲话的人呢，我们要确保我们讲的是神的话，而不是我们自己的话。You
could use your speaking abilities just for yourself.
你也可能只是说把你那个能讲话的能力呢，只用在你自己身上。That
was Herod at the end of Acts chapter 12. He was a good orator, and people said, you speak like a god. And he said, yes, oh yes, I'm very good. And God reached out and killed him.
使徒行传里十二章里那个希律王，希律王呢，他是一个很好的、很能言善道、很会说话的人，所以那些他的底下的人就说啊，你真能说，你就像神说话一样。因为这个原因呢，还有的说那个希律王说啊，我正确实的，因为这个原因呢，神呢就杀了他。
All right, maybe someone's got the gift of being a servant or a helper. And so verse 11 goes on and says, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
这里呢，有些人呢，他们可能是 擅长于服侍人，或者擅长于帮助人。所以十一节说，若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。So
the principle here is, how do we serve? How do we speak? How do we do things?
于这里的一个原则和规定呢，就是呢， 我们怎样去讲道，我们怎样去
And the answer is that we would do things in such a way that God gets the glory and not ourselves.
答案是呢，我们要以这种方式去做，我们做的结果呢，是神得到了荣耀，而不是我们自己得了荣耀。
So if you're giving a gift, sometimes you give a gift in your own name, other times you give a gift anonymously.
有时候呢，你要送一个礼物，有时候呢，你会用你自己的名义来送礼物，有时候呢，你想匿名的去送这个礼物。
And sometimes, therefore, if you do it anonymously, people end up thanking the Lord for the gift and not for you.
然后如果你用匿名的方式去给礼物呢，那么收礼物的人呢，他们会感谢神，而不是感谢你。
They don't even know who you are.
他们甚至不知道你是谁。
But if they're thankful and they don't know who you are, who are they going to thank?
如果他们要感恩的话，他们不知道是谁送的礼物，他们会感谢谁呢？
They're going to thank the Lord.
他们感谢神。
I heard about a very famous preacher once.
我听到一个非常有名的一个传道人讲的。
And he was a good preacher, but you know, he wasn't getting very much money.
他呢，是一个很好的讲道人，但是呢，他也
He got to the point where his family didn't really have very much food.
他呢，甚至呢，穷到一个点上，他的家人呢，都吃不饱。
And he started to pray. He said, Lord, somehow you've got to provide me food because my family are going hungry.
然后呢，他就开始祷告，他说，主啊， 您呢，也以某种方式给我提供点食物吧，因为我的家人在挨饿。He
drove home one night, and when he got home, there were several bags of groceries sitting on his porch.
然后呢，他有一天呢，开车回家，在他门口的门廊上呢，摆着几袋子那个杂货。
And he said, oh, this is wonderful. And he hunted around and hunted around. There was absolutely no indication as to who had provided that food.
然后呢，他说，哦，这个太好了。然后他就在那个几个袋子里找啊找啊，找到最后呢，没有任何线索，知道这些食物是谁提供给他的。
So, praise the Lord. We want to, the book of Matthew says, the Lord in Matthew says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God, who is in your, who is your Father in heaven.
这里呢，就是要感谢赞美神，因为主耶稣基督在那个马太福音里说呢，让你的光闪耀出去，去让你可以做一些善事，这样呢，通过你所做的善事，人家把荣耀给我们在天上的父神，也通过我们的主耶稣基督。
And so verse 11 says, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
第十一节说呢，叫颂赞全能都是他的，直到永永远远。Amen.
So in these difficult days, how do we live? Verse 7, we pray.
在这些艰难的日子，我们怎么生活呢？第七节说我们祷告。
Verse 8, we love.
第八节我们相爱。
Verse 9, we offer hospitality.
第九节呢，我们互相款待。
And verse 10, we use whatever God has given us for the need of others and the glory of God.
第十节呢，是我们用我们 不管我们拥有什么，我们用这些去服侍别人，把荣耀给神。All
right, so that's what we do. But there's a context very often through which and by which we do it.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们能做什么就做什么。但是呢，在里面有一个相反的，不管我们做什么。Verse
12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering."
第十二节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。Now,
we tend often to think when we're suffering that we're basically the only ones who are suffering.
我们通常呢，在我们受苦受难的时候呢，我们通常会这样去想，就说呢，为什么就是我自己是那个受苦的人呢？
So when I was a younger boy, I used to say to myself, I guess I would like to be, when I grow up, I would like to be one of the great men of God.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我说我长大了以后呢， 我要成为那其中一个像属神的一个伟大的人物。So
I thought, well, now who would you like to be like, Harold? Would you like to be like Moses?
然后我跟自己说, Harold, 你要长大要像谁呢? 你想像摩西吗?
Well, I said I wouldn't mind being like Moses and seeing the hand of God, but then Moses had to suffer a lot. Because the people wouldn't follow him.
我说呢，我就要像摩西那样，摩西呢，但是像摩西那样能够看见神，但是呢，我就想呢，那摩西呢，他有很多的麻烦，那他所带领的人们通常呢，也不追随他。So
then I thought, well, maybe I wouldn't like to be like Moses. Maybe I would like to be like Joseph.
我说呢，这样的话呢，可能我不想成为摩西那样的人。那么说呢，可能我想成为约瑟那样的人。Now
Joseph, he got to be a big man in Egypt, but then I thought maybe I don't want to be like him, because I wouldn't want to spend all those years in prison.
那我说呢，约瑟呢，当时呢，他在埃及呢，成为一个大人物，但是呢。 因为约瑟在监狱里待了很多年，所以我也不想像约瑟那样。And
then I thought, well, maybe I'd like to be like David. And then I said, no, I don't want to go to war every day. That'd be too hard.
然后呢，我说呢，我要想像大卫王那样的人，但是然后呢，我就马上想着说，哦，我不想成为大卫王那样的人，因为我不想每天出去打仗。And
it's true, isn't it? All the men and women of God, the great people of God, they all had to suffer some kind of problem.
这个也是个事实，所有的属神的男人和女人呢，他们呢都必须去承受一些他们人生中的苦难。
So verse 12 says, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering as though something strange were happening to you. No, this is very common.
这个呢，第十二节说的蒙爱的人呢，有烈火的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事儿，你不要奇怪，这个很普遍。
All right, so the Lord goes on then and he says in verse 13, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ.
第十三节呢，继续说呢，啊，你们倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
Do you get to that point?
你们就是说盖到这个点了吗？
Is it going to be easy to rejoice in sufferings because you're doing it just like Moses or David or Joseph did?
这个呢是欢喜比那个受苦要更容易一点吗？你会像那个摩西啊、约瑟啊、还有大王那样的？
And the answer is yes. You would rejoice. Why? Because, as verse 13 ends, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
这个呢，13节说呢，你当然你可以欢喜，因为使你们在他的荣耀显现的时候呢，也可以欢喜快乐。
On victory day, some people were going to get much glory. Who will they be?
那个呢，在胜利日的时候呢，有些人呢，可能会得到呢更多的荣耀。They
will be the people who suffered a lot.
这些给他得到更多荣耀的人呢，就是那些受了更多的苦的人。I
grew up in the latter days of the Second World War.
我呢，成长的时代呢，是那个二战的末期。As
a little boy, I was pretty impressed with war stories.
但是作为一个小男孩呢，我非常想听战争的故事。And
then I found out that I had a friend whose father had fought in the war.
然后呢，我就发现呢，我一个朋友呢。 他的爸爸在战场上战斗。So
I said to my friend, tell me some war stories about your father. What exciting things did your father do when he was in the war?
然后我就跟我的朋友说呢，你给我讲一讲你父亲呢，在战场上那些事儿，那些故事，你父亲在战场上做过什么样刺激的事？
And he said, well, actually, my father was an accountant, and so he served the war in Regina, and he just kept some books for the army.
他说呢，实际上呢，我父亲呢是个会计，他在那个Regina呢，在沙省那个Regina，他在那里做会计的事。
I thought, well, that sounds boring to me.
我说那个听起来对我来说很无聊。Didn't he
do anything in the war that was exciting?
他在那个战争中做过任何刺激的事吗？
And my friend said, no, he never did. He didn't go overseas. He didn't travel really anywhere. He just stayed in Regina and worked as an accountant and added up the numbers.
但是呢，没有，我父亲没有在战争中做过任何自己的事儿，他没有去海外，他也没有四处旅行，但是依然呢就待在维也纳做会计，然后把那些数字加起来就可以了。
So I thought to myself, well, Harold, if you ever have to go to war, don't be an accountant.
对，然后我对我自己说， Harold， 如果你有机会参战的话， 不要去做会计。
See if you can get a more exciting job.
看看你可以得到一些 什么样的刺激的工作去做。
If you fight a battle, you can get really excited about the victory over the enemy. But if all you do is count the marbles, you don't get terribly excited.
如果你真的能够去参加战争的话呢，你就会去和敌人作战。当你战胜你的敌人的时候呢，胜利的日子的时候，你就会感到非常的兴奋。
Now the Lord said, if you serve the Lord, and if you suffer for him on victory day, you will get glory. That's going to be marvelous.
这里呢，主说呢，如果你跟主耶稣基督一同受苦呢，那么在胜利日的时候，你会得到荣耀，这是非常。
Verse 15, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler.
第, you talk about 15, right?
Yep, that was 15, right.
Okay. 那第十五节说你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶
So, yes, you want to be careful. If you're suffering, make sure you're suffering for Jesus' sake rather than for your own sin.
如果呢，这里讲的是，如果你真的要受苦呢，你要确保你是为基督受苦，而不是为了你自己的罪受苦。
Well, I don't think any of us really would suffer as a murderer.
我不认为我们中间有任何一个人呢，作为一个谋杀犯来受苦。
If I were to ask you, raise your hands if you'd ever killed anybody, you're not going to say, yep, that's me.
如果呢，我让你说，如果你杀过任何一个人，你把人杀了，你就举手。 你不会即使说啊，是我杀过人的。
And so we know that we should not suffer as a murderer.
你知道呢，我们自己呢，不应该因为杀人而受苦。
But some could suffer as a thief.
有些人呢，他可能因为他偷东西而受苦。
And if we would say, has any of you ever stolen anything that didn't belong to you, some of us would put up our hand.
如果我问你们在座的时候，你们有没有偷过一些不属于你的东西？你们中间有些人可能会举手。
And if we said, has anybody else done anything that the Bible says, that God says, that the land, the country says, is a sin, we probably all would put up our hand.
如果我们说呢，如果你人曾经犯过一个神说的是罪的，或者一个国家说的是罪的，或者你们可能所有人都会举手。
It might be just that we drove over the speed limit, but we knew we shouldn't.
这是有可能就是只是我们超速。
But the last one is, we must not suffer as a meddler.
然后呢，最后一个呢，说我们不应该是因为好管闲事而受苦。
What is a meddler?
什么是一个好管闲事的人呢？
I don't know if there's a really good definition for that in Chinese, but in English, it's a meddler would be someone who gets involved in an affair that is not his and makes it worse.
然后呢，我不知道中文有没有这么一种说法，但是呢，在英文里有这么一个说法，好管闲事的人呢，是有些人呢去管一些不属于他们自己的事儿，而且最终由于他管的闲事儿，这件事儿变得更糟了。We
could do something that we somebody else rather could do something that they shouldn't do, and you and I get involved, and we, instead of making things better, we make it worse. That would be to meddle in affairs that are not our own.
有些人呢，他们呢，就是说是做了一些他不该做的事儿，然后呢，你我呢，或者说我们中间让一个人呢。 就牵涉到他那个事里面去，然后由于我们的摄入呢，让那件事变得更糟，这样呢，我们就成了好管闲事的那个人了。Very
often a meddler gets involved just to talk about how bad the other person is.
通常呢，我们这些好管闲事的人的介入呢，他就是去告诉那个人他有多坏。
And very often we end up suffering because of it.
通常呢，因为我们去好管闲事呢，我们会为此最终要为此受苦的。So
the Lord says, don't get involved, don't suffer for those kinds of reasons.
主说呢，你不要去牵涉到那样的事情中间去，不要因为好管闲事而受苦。
And if you did, you'd be ashamed of yourself, wouldn't you?
如果你真的去管闲事，你会为自己感到羞耻，会不会？
But verse 16 says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed.
第十六节说呢，若为基督受苦，就不要羞耻。
You could easily do things as a Christian, and people would blame you for it. People, excuse me, people would laugh at you for it. People would rebuke you for it. If that's the case, you just don't be ashamed. You did what was right.
通常呢，如果你去为基督，去服侍基督的话，人们呢，通常呢，他会嘲笑你，他会去责骂你，他会去怪你，所以呢。 你不要为此而，你是因为基督去服侍基督，所以你不要因为别人骂你呀、嘲笑你呀而感到羞耻。So
don't be ashamed for doing what is right in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rather, praise God that you bear the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，你自己呢，不要去因为。 为了基督而受苦而感到羞耻，而反要是说，因为这个的缘故归荣耀给神。
I had a boss once who he told me that that I was a Christian and that wasn't good.
我曾经呢，我有一个老板，他告诉我呢，因为我是基督徒，这样呢不好。
Well, I didn't quite know how to take that. I basically said, well, at least he knows I'm a Christian. That's pretty good.
我说呢，当时呢，我也不知道怎么回答他。我说，起码啦，你知道我是一个基督徒，这是一件好事。And
then he said, but you're not as bad as other Christians.
但是他说呢，你就不像其他的基督徒那么坏。
I said, well, that's why is that?
我说为什么你这么说呢?
He said, well, other Christians talk more about it than you do.
其他的基督徒话太多，比你话多多了。Oh,
I thought, how bad is Harold? He should have talked more. My boss should have said to me, you're the worst kind of Christian I've met. You're always talking about Jesus.
是啊，还是的，这个 对我自己来说啊，你有多坏呀？你应该多讲讲，应该比其他的人讲的话更多。这样呢，我的老板就会跟我说 ：“Harold， 你是我见过的最坏的基督徒，你天天讲主耶稣。”
So he thought he was complimenting me, but I was very ashamed of his comments.
他我的老板认为他在表扬我，但是呢，实际上呢，我感觉因为他表扬我，感到非常的羞耻。
Now, verse 17 is very interesting. It says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be of those who do not obey the gospel of God?"
第十七节呢也非常有意思，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
So in life, the family of God are judged. They're often judged by other people, not by God. They're judged by other people.
那通常呢，神的家里的人呢，通常呢是会被人论断的。他们不是被神论断，他们是被其他的人论断。
And sometimes they judge us for doing what is right. They say that's wrong. And other times they judge us for doing things that are wrong. And we have to say, you're right. I was wrong.
有时候呢，那些人论断我们呢，是因为我们做对了的事儿，他们论断我们。有时候呢，他们论断我们是因为我们做错了事儿，他们来论断我们。所以在那种情况下，我们会说，你说的对，我是做错了。
So the question is, where does the Christian get judged?
问题是呢，基督徒从哪里得到论断呢？
Well, we don't get judged after we get to heaven because Romans tells us there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So you're not going to be judged for your sins when you get to heaven.
答案是我们不会说在我们去了天堂以后我们受到审判，因为罗马书说呢，在主耶稣基督的里的人就不被定罪了，所以我们到了天堂以后呢，我们不会因为我们的罪而受审判。
So where do you get your judgment? Well, you get it right here on the earth.
那么你在哪里得到你的审判呢？当然你在地球上，就现在你得到你的审判。
And people often do bad things to you and say bad things about you just because you're a Christian. Don't worry about that. That's God's way of allowing judgment on you.
那有时候呢，一些人呢，对你做一些不好的事儿，说一些你的坏话，因为你是一个基督徒，所以呢不要为此担心，因为神呢允许其他的人这样来审判你。
Christians often get more bad things said about them than they would if they were non-Christian.
基督徒呢，通常呢会被别人说一些更多的坏话，但是如果他们不是基督徒呢，会得到少一点。
If they were non-Christian, why you'd go along with them? Sorry, if you were.Non-Christian, you'd go along with their sin, you'd laugh at their bad stories, you would party with them, and they would say you're a good guy.
如果你不是个基督徒呢，你就跟他们那些非基督徒们一起犯罪，你们跟他们一起去宴乐，跟他们一起去做坏事，那么说呢，他们说你是个好人，因为你跟我们是一样的。
But you would say, no, I don't do that anymore. And therefore, they will say, you're a bad guy.
如果你跟他们说呢，你成为基督徒，你说我不再去跟你们干那些坏事了，他们会说，那你就是个坏人了。
And they would laugh and they would mock and they would make fun, maybe. And you would say, all right, I'm being judged by you, but I'm not going to be judged by God on Judgment Day.
对，那他们会嘲笑你、责骂你、用你取乐， 然后你说呢，那好吧，你们这样来论断我，我不担心，因为你们论断完了我，神不会因此来论断我。
But they will be judged on judgment day. And so verse 17 ends. And if it begins with us, that's judgment. What will the outcome be of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
但是他们呢，确实要在审判日的时候受审判。第十一节说，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家开始。若是先从我们开始，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
So the logic of God is always, it's best to be judged sooner than later.
因为神的审判呢，通常呢就是说，早审判比晚审判要好。
When is the best time for a child to be judged?
对一个孩子来说，审判什么时候最好呢？
Well, when he's very young, and when he does something wrong, mommy says, daddy says, don't do that, that's wrong. Sometimes, gotta give a little spanking and say, now, you don't do that.
那是在他那个最小的时候，有时候呢，他干了一些他不该干的事儿，他爸爸妈妈说呢，你不应该那么做。有时候呢，他要被打屁股说，因为你做错的事儿，所以。你不应该那么做。
If he learns the lesson, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
如果他因此而学到了一些教训，这个是很好的，是不是？
But if he isn't judged, then when's he going to be judged?
那如果那个时候你不去审判他，那他什么时候会受到审判呢？
Well, he might be judged by the teacher at school who says, Johnny, that's not good enough. You're going to fail the course.
他们呢有可能在学校里老师就会审判他，老师说教你你做的不对，所以呢这门功课你不及格。
And if he isn't judged there, he may very well be judged by his boss, and his boss might say, you shouldn't have done that, I'm going to fire you.
那么如果在学校没受审判呢，那么他最终呢可能会受到他老板的审判，他老板说呢教你你做的不对，所以你被开除了。
And Johnny might say, well, I wish I'd learned the lesson from mommy, because if I'd learned it there, I wouldn't have got fired now.
因为我认为那个 Johnny 他会说呢，我希望我在很小的时候，我爸爸妈妈就会管教我，审判我，所以呢，我不至于在今天被开除了。
But if Johnny isn't judged by mommy, or the teacher, or the boss, he may very well end up being judged by the policeman.
因为如果这个 Johnny 呢，他从小呢，没有受到他父母的审判，没有受到老师的审判，没有受到老板的审判，他可能最终呢，警察要审判他。
When's the best time to be judged? Right at the very beginning.
因为什么时候呢？是最好的时间受审判呢？当然是在最开始的时候。
What if Johnny doesn't learn from mommy or the teacher or the boss or the policeman?
那么如果说那个 Johnny 他从没有从他的不听从他父母啊、老师啊、老板呢、啊，还有警察的审判怎么样呢
？God will say.I'm going to judge you, Johnny. Far better to be judged by mommy than wait for God to bring down the very, very heavy hand of justice for eternity.
然后呢，神呢会说呢，跟家人说，家人，我会审判你的。所以呢，如果说是最开始最小的时候受审判，是远远好过你在。最终的时刻，神呢，下重手审判你，在永恒里，这样的会持续到永恒。
And so verse 18 says, and if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?
第十八节说呢，若是一人仅仅得救，那不尽全、那不尽、那不全尽的犯罪的人，将有何地可占呢？
And so God allows the righteous people to be judged often in order that they become better, that the little things they do that are wrong are exposed so that they will be more like Jesus.
因此神呢允许一人呢被论断或者被审判呢，就是说呢，他们因为这么一点点的小事儿被论断被审判呢，他们会因此变得更好，他们会去改变，改变的越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
So if you've got some difficulties in your life because you didn't do this or you should have done that, you be thankful that the Lord is teaching you and not having to send you to a lost eternity like the wicked sinners.
如果你在你的人生中因为你不做了一些你不该做的事儿而受苦的话，或者受到艰难的话，你要感谢主，因为主现在允许你这样去受苦。
So I was reading in the last few days a little bit about the book of Ruth in the Bible. On Sunday nights, we've just started studying the book of Ruth.
那天我就读了一下路德记，路德记呢，因为我们在星期天的晚上教堂的圣经学习的时候呢。
And the book that I read taught a very important lesson that I'm going to pass on to you in this context.
因为在我读的这样一本路德记这本书里呢，我学到了一门很大的功课，所以呢，我要在因为上下文的关系，我要把它讲给你们。
You'll remember that in the book of Ruth, the beginning is that there was famine in the land of Bethlehem, Judah. And so Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, went down to the land of Moab.
大家都记得在路德记的开头呢，是因为在当时的犹大的伯利恒有一个大的饥荒，所以那个叫以马内勒克的和那个拿俄米，还有他的两个儿子，一个叫以后，一个叫什么，他们就逃离了伯利恒，去到了摩押地。So
the problem was this. They had a problem. There was famine. They were hungry. They were probably going broke. They needed help. And so they went down to Moab to get away from the unpleasant circumstances.
然后呢，他们呢，当时的问题呢，是他们确实是在犹大的伯利恒呢有了问题，他们呢可能就是说是。 将近破产了，他们也没食物吃，什么都没有，所以他们呢，想去到摩押地，离开这个令他们不愉快的地方。And
so Samuel Rideout, the author, said, when there's a problem, there's two things you can pray for.
那就是说呢，这个路德记的作者呢说呢，如果那里出现了问题，有两件事你可以祷告。
One is, please get me out of this problem.
第一个祷告呢，求您让我免去这个麻烦。And
the other is, please teach me what you need to teach me by allowing me to go through this problem.
第二个呢，就是求您呢教导我呢。 我应该学到的东西，当我从这个我现在所有的麻烦走出去以后，我要学到的东西。Which
is the better prayer?
哪一个呢是比较好的祷告的？
you could say, why did God allow this problem?
你可能会这么说，你说为什么神允许这样的麻烦呢？
Is it possible that God wants to teach me something from this problem? Is that why he allowed it?
这就是是不是有这种可能性呢？神呢，允许这些麻烦发生，我在我的人生中，是神要通过这些麻烦教导我一些什么事儿呢？
He probably wouldn't have allowed it if there wasn't a reason. Maybe the reason is he wants to teach me something.
如果呢，没有一个理由，神是不会允许这样的事情，这样的麻烦发生在我人生里。如果这件麻烦真的发生在我人生里，神可能要通过这个呢，要教我一些什么事儿。
And no doubt God wanted to teach Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. God probably wanted to teach them a lot of things. That's why he sent famine in Bethlehem, Judah, and in a lot of other places in Israel.
因此里面呢，神呢，允许那个时候的灾荒出现在伯利恒和在其他地方呢，神也可能是要教那个以麦的那个和那阿米和他的两个儿子一些东西，通过这场饥荒。
And it would appear that they didn't really want to learn the lesson. They just wanted to get rid of the problem.
因为这里看起来呢，他们因为一家人呢，其实不想从中学到什么功课，他们只是逃跑了。So
instead of learning the lesson and becoming more obedient to the Lord, they just obeyed the Lord and ran away from the problem.
因为他们本来应该就是说呢，去顺服主，然后呢，从他们的从灾荒中学到一点什么东西，但他们并没有这么做，他们而是逃离了他们所面临的灾荒。And
what happened?
那么发生了什么呢？
Their problem got worse. When they got down there, Elimelech died, and then Mahlon died, then Chilion died, and here's Naomi, a long way away from home, with nothing.
因为他们的问题呢，变得麻烦的变得越来越大，更加的糟糕。因为那个伊拉米那克死了，他的两个儿子也死了，然后那个南阿米呢，却孤身一人，远在他乡。She
went away a little bit hungry. She came back with nothing.
因为他因为饥饿的时候呢，逃离了，但是他回来的时候却是一无所有。
Why does God allow problems? Very often, he allows problems in order to teach us lessons that we are very slow and reluctant to learn.
那为什么神会允许这样的麻烦存在我们的人生里呢？ 因为神是要通过这样的麻烦让我们去学到一个我们不想学的，或者我们很为难去学那样的。
All right, so verse 15 now of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19 says, So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
彼得前书第四章第十九节说呢，所以那照神旨意受苦的人。 要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。All
right, that's a beautiful summary.
这是一个很美的一个总结。When
there's a problem, we simply turn to God and we say, Lord, would you help me?
当你出现问题的时候呢，我们就简单的转向主，说主啊，求你帮助我。
Help me to learn from this problem. Help me to do good in this problem. Help me to grow in this problem.
你帮助我呢，从这里面的，从我的麻烦里学到东西，帮助我去应付，我所面对的麻烦，帮助我从麻烦中不断的成长。
So we commit ourselves to the Lord, and we say, Lord, you please help me.
我们说主啊，求您帮助我。
All right, well, that's the end of the chapter. Maybe there are some questions on that. We've gone through quickly. Maybe you have a question or two.
这是呢，我们这一节的结尾，所以呢，可能呢，你们中间呢会有些问题，因为我们过一遍过得很快，所以你们现在如果有问题就提出来。
Is Vicky your question?
I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I have a question. Okay. 老白，我想问一问，就是那个，爱可以遮盖罪那个，因为我之前理解爱可以遮盖罪，是因为有爱了，神就赦免了我们做的错事儿、犯的罪。但是今天 Harold 说这个，我好像有点不太明白。
Okay. So,
thank you.
This is about that love. We cover our sins. So as she understood before, she think if we love, God will forgive our sins. But you explained that it's different than she thought. So she didn't understand your explanation.
All right, and I still didn't get the whole question, so try again. What was the first part of the question?
The first part of the question is, if we love, love will cover our sins.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, but I think in verse 8, because
yes.
As she understood, Judy said, if we love, the love will cover our sins. That covers over our sins. That's she thought that is our sins are forgiven. But you talk about just a little bit different about sins are forgiven. So she didn't understand that part.
All right, very good. I think I understand the question now. And it's a very good question.
他说他现在明白了他的问题了，这是一个好的问题。
All right, if I sin against God, then God will forgive my sins because Jesus died for me.
如果我呢，向着神犯了罪。 那么呢，神会饶恕我的罪，因为主耶稣基督为我而死了。But
if I sin against Roy, that's a different kind of sin.
但是呢，如果我向着呢，Roy犯了罪，那是不同的罪。And
so let's say that I sin against Roy. I say I don't like Roy, and I kick him in the shins.
所以呢，我就说呢，如果说呢，我对Roy犯了罪，然后呢，我说呢，我不喜欢Roy，所以呢，我就说呢，我让他在一种羞耻的状态下。Okay,
so you understand what kick him in the shins is?
You may explain a little bit.
You want me to explain?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the shin is the part of your body between your knee and your ankle.
Okay.
And when a little boy, when he gets angry, he sometimes kicks and he kicks his friend in the shin and it hurts.
是啊，他刚才讲的意思呢，我刚才是犯错。他说那个部位呢，就是你膝盖和你的脚底下，实际上小腿的前部。他说呢，他往我这里踢了一脚。通常呢，你杀孩子的时候呢， 任何人如果你踢这个小腿的这个前面会很疼的，所以他说他对着我换了这踢了我一脚，朝着我的小腿。
So if I got mad at Roy and kicked him in the shins, Roy would say, Harold, that hurts. That's not fair. You shouldn't have done that.
然后呢，如果呢，他呢，对我不满，他对我很生气的话，他照着我的那个小腿的前面踢了一脚，然后我就说，哎呀，好痛啊 ，Harold， 你不该那么做，你不该踢我，这是个很疼的。
And then later.If I were to say, oh, I shouldn't have kicked Roy in the shins. I think I'm going to give Roy some ice cream.
然后呢，稍后呢，我就想呢，我就意识到了，我说，哎呀，我真不该踢那个 Roy 的那个小腿。然后呢，我应该向他道歉，我给他吃点冰激凌吧。
And if I gave Roy ice cream every day for a week,Roy might say, you know, I don't really remember. I don't worry about the fact he kicked me in the shins because he keeps giving me good ice cream.
如果我每天呢给 Roy 呢吃点冰激凌，然后呢过了一段时间以后呢，Roy 可能会说了，我已经忘了他踢我的小腿了，因为呢这个已经不算什么事儿了，因为 Harold 每天给我吃冰激凌。
And in that sense, the love that I showed Roy might cover the sin that I committed when I kicked him in the shins.
从这个意义上讲呢，他对若雨的爱呢，有可能就遮盖了他去踢若雨的那个小腿前面的那个地方的所犯的那样的一个罪。
But it also might be that if I kicked Roy in the shins and he gave me ice cream the next day, I might say, maybe I shouldn't have kicked him in the shins in the first place. He's a nice guy.
也许呢，有可能换一个方式。然后呢，我踢了若雨的那个小腿前面以后呢，第二天呢，他给我吃冰激凌，然后呢，我吃了冰激凌以后呢，我就想呢，哦，若雨是一个好人呢、啊，我开始可能我就不应该踢他的那个小腿。
And if he gave me ice cream every day for a week, I might even go to him and say, Roy, I want to apologize. I never should have kicked you in the shins. You're a nice guy. Thank you, Roy. Will you forgive me?
那也许呢，那个若隐呢，一个星期每天都给我吃冰激凌。那么结束以后呢，我就会跑到若隐那去了。我说：“若呀，你是个好人，我本来就不应该踢你的腿。然后呢，也求你原谅我，你会原谅我吗
？”Now I'm still guilty before God. God will hold me guilty for kicking Roy in the shins, but love.Will maybe cover that multitude of sins so that Roy and I are friends and we're happy and neither one of us worry about the fact that I kicked him in the shins.
所以呢，在这个时候呢，我在神面前仍然是有罪的。但是呢，我跟若雨之间呢，我们之间呢，这个误会就消除了，我们这个罪就没有了，因为我们之间可能说呢，我不应该去踢你的小腿，所以我们现在还是好朋友。
Okay, so Julie, does that make any sense?
所以 Julie 刚才讲的，你觉得有道理吗
？Yes, yes, I understand. Thank you so much. Yes, very clear. Thank you. 谢谢老白。
谢谢你。
Thank you.
Hi, Harold. I have a question.
Yeah.
About verse 6.Verse 6, for this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who were not dead. Who are not dead. My question is, the dead people can listen, can hear the good news?
They can hear the good news, yes.
Dead people can hear.
Yeah.
please explain.
I'm just wondering, who to preach the gospel to the deaf?
Well, you. You preach the gospel to the dead.
Yeah.
Sure. You're out and working in the yard, and the neighbor says, "Hi, Judy." And she says, "What did you do on Sunday?" Judy says, "Well, I went to church." And your neighbor says, "Well, why would you do that?" And so, Judy, you preach the gospel to her. And she says, "I'm not interested in that. I wish I had another kind of a neighbor. I don't want a religious neighbor." And she gets mad at you. But you preach the gospel to her. She's dead. It was a good thing you preached the gospel to her. On Judgment Day, that neighbor will say, God will say to that neighbor, "Did you believe me?" She'll say, "No, I didn't believe you." He'll say, "Why not? Didn't you listen to Judy? Judy told you all about me." She says, "Well, I didn't. I didn't." He says, "Listen, neighbor, you got no excuse. Judy told you all the truth you wouldn't believe. Therefore, you're guilty." Does that make sense?
对他讲意思呢，就是说呢。 如果你跟你的邻居传道，你老跟他传，然后他不信，他不信，然后他死了，他死了以后来到神的审判台面前，神说你为什么不信呢？因为朱迪没有跟你传过道吗？所以对你向死人传道，他说的意思就是你曾经向他传过。These
people who are being preached to are not physically dead. They are.
I will be back soon. Okay.
Vic, you going to translate that?
Okay.
They're not physically dead. They're spiritually dead.
他给那个死人传道呢，他不是说身体上死了，他是精神上死了，灵上死了，对不对？Okay.
Okay. The spiritually dead have got to hear the truth of God so that God will be able to judge them on Judgment Day.
Yes. 他们在精神上死了之人呢，在那审判日呢，上帝会审判他们的。Okay,
anything else?
还有什么问题吗？
I have a dream about my mother-in-law. I dream her. She told me she is to preaching gospel in the dead because she was a pastor. So I just wondering. Maybe the death that the person will can preaching gospel to the dead.
Oh, 他说呢，他做了个梦，他婆婆做了个梦，你婆婆做了个梦。对对。做了个做梦的，他向已经死去的人传道，向已经死去的人传道呢，他问 Sarah 的，就是说能向死去的人传道吗？是不是？对呀，我就觉得是不是死人他也有。
就死人的基督徒是不是有传福音的他那个能力呢？是不是也有？哦，对，嗯，对，
she said, if a Christian have a power to preach the gospel to dead people.
Not to physically dead people, no. To spiritually dead people.
Oh, 不是像身体上死的人传道，而是像呢精神上的死了的人，灵上死的人传道，不是在肉体上死了的，是这个意思。There
is no gospel to physically dead people.
Oh, 没有。 没有这个good news gospel 就是福音啊 没有福音向肉体上的死人传这回事。
When we're dead, we stand before God and He judges us on the basis of what we did when we were alive. But there's no hope for spiritually dead people, no hope for physically dead people to change their mind after they die.
Yeah, 就是在身体上肉体上死了以后啊，这个人他就不会有这个希望在这个他的精神上转化的这个就是 forget 不会在精神上在变化在变化，是这个意思。
Okay, Roy, do you need to translate that translation?
Yeah, I think Judy's question is about after Christian dead, are they able to preach the gospel?
No. We preach the gospel when we're alive to people who are alive. And if they believe, they get spiritual life. And if they don't believe, they stay spiritually dead and go to hell.
因为刚才那对 Judy 的那个问题就是说，基督徒死了以后，他是没有能力再去传福音的。所以呢，我们当我们基督徒活着的时候，我们就给人传福音。如果他们呢，接受了我们所传的福音呢，那么他们就有了属灵的生命。如果他们不接受我们所传的福音呢，他们最终呢，他们就死了。死了以后，他们就会下地狱。就是他，你不接受你传的福音，他在属灵的里面，他就是死的。
Okay, our time is gone for today. We'll carry on. Norma will have a children's class this afternoon. We'll have our prayer meeting tonight, and we'll keep on going through the week.
因为我们时间也到了，下面 Norma 呢？他会有那个儿童的圣经学习，然后我们晚上呢有那个祷告会。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer as we close.
所以我们来祷告，到我们结束之前。
Lord, we thank you that even in the sufferings of life, we have hope because you will be with us, you'll teach us, you'll help us, and you will deliver us.
主啊，我们知道，当我们在受苦的时候呢，我们这样有这样的盼望，因为您会来教导我们，您会帮助我们，您会超度我们出那样的苦呢。
And we give thanks now, and we seek your blessing upon each one of us.
我们现在感恩，我们祈求您在我们每一个人身上赐福。
Thank you for today.And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们为今天献上感恩，我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.